With respect to the ceasefire agreement, obviously we are hopeful, but based on past experience, also skeptical, that in fact the separatists will follow through and the Russians will stop violating Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. So it has to be tested. And I know that the Europeans are discussing at this point the final shape of their sanctions measures. It's my view that if you look at President Poroshenko's plan, it is going to take some time to implement. And as a consequence, for us to move forward based on what is currently happening on the ground with sanctions, while acknowledging that if, in fact, the elements of the plan that has been signed are implemented, then those sanctions could be lifted, is a more likely way for us to ensure that there's follow-through. But that's something that obviously we'll consult closely with our European partners to determine. I do want to point out, though, that the only reason that we're seeing this ceasefire at this moment is because of both the sanctions that have already been applied and the threat of further sanctions, which are having a real impact on the Russian economy and have isolated Russia in a way that we have not seen in a very long time. The path for Russia to rejoin the community of nations that respects international law is still there.